Have you struggled not only with insomnia, but with obsessions and compulsions, as well as panic attacks? And you've wondered, do I need to get rid of my OCD before I can sleep well? Or will panic attacks keep me from not having insomnia or things of that nature? Well, if so, this video is for you. That's exactly what we're going to talk about today. And I hope you will see that they truly are just facets of the same struggle, and that what we learn from each one of them can help us find lasting relief from all of these struggles. I hope this will bring lots of value to you. And, you know, this just very short backstory, like last week, it was Thursday, we did this coach class where myself or Coach Michelle, we teach those, you know, coaches in training, and Samila, who has had insomnia and has been told, or was she diagnosed? I think she herself said, I would have been diagnosed with OCD if I'd gone to a doctor, something like that. She made a remark in passing that I was just like, wow, that's good. We got to talk about that. And what she said was actually this. We were looking at vignettes from, you know, questions from people, and she was like, in passing, she said, well, you know, a compulsion is, you know, it's basically like what we call a sleep effort. And I heard it, I was like, wow, this makes so much sense. So that is really the key teaching that I think will really unravel what's at the core of all these struggles and how we leave them. So that's just a little intro there. But basically, the focus of this is going to be like this key understanding that can help us to leave insomnia, obsessive compulsions, and panic as well. And I, you know, I'm not saying OCD here, because again, nothing here is medical advice. And if anyone, you know, has been diagnosed with a disorder or think you have a disorder, if you're worried about your health in any way, talk to a doctor. But yes, I want to share my general thoughts here that I hope will be really helpful. And we're going to, this is going to be in three parts here. One, we're going to talk about tension and temporary relief. And then we're going to talk about translating the languages of insomnia, OC, and panic, and then how we can find lasting relief. And I urge you to go through it in this way. It's tempting to like just jump to number three here, but then it doesn't make sense. And this is not going to be very long at all. So just bear with me. I hope this will be, again, really, really helpful. So we're going to talk about like tension and temporary relief. And I think this is where it's really, really at with all our struggles, is this like building tension. And then we want relief naturally. And we can see how this can be so tricky. So we'll look at each one of them and start with insomnia. So insomnia, as you've probably heard me hear many times, is really this like it's a struggle we're in, where we've started to become afraid of being awake, afraid of not sleeping, right? And this fear, you know, as for example, you know, as the closer we go to get to the night, you know, during the day, this fear can build. We can become more and more scared, and naturally, when we're scared, that doesn't feel good at all. It feels very uncomfortable. And, you know, we want relief from this. And the tricky thing with insomnia, of course, is that the fear in itself, the fear of not sleeping, keeps us awake. And then it can look like, oh, the thing I'm afraid of is happening, which makes us even more alert and even more scared. So even, you know, we really crave relief when that happens. So what do we do? Well, we may do something like sleep on a couch or a spare bedroom. We may take some supplement or some pill. We may start like avoiding evening activities or things like that. Now, these things can make us feel safe for a moment. We did something, and we may interpret that in our brain as like, I did something, now I'm safe. And that can bring us relief and sleep, which of course feels really nice. But there's a but here. That avoidance of fear, when we did something to avoid a fear, it actually has taught our brain that we are in danger. There is something there that can potentially hurt us, and we should keep trying to avoid that, right? And this notion that we are in fact in danger, that actually, you know, keeps the fear coming back, and then the fear builds again, and then that keeps us awake again, and then we crave relief. And as you can see, we're back here now, right? I just copied the thing I said earlier. So we're back in the cycle now. And this is a cycle of tension and temporary relief, which actually leads to, you know, a continued notion of being in danger, continued fear, and the continued search for relief. And now if we look at obsessions and compulsions, here we have a fear of some circumstance. Maybe a circumstance is that, you know, we're at home and we think that, you know, the you know, the sink has been contaminated with some bacteria or something dangerous. And you know, this makes us scared, right? And that fear becomes increasingly uncomfortable the more we think that this may be contaminated, we may be in danger here. So naturally, when we have like this uncomfortable fear inside us, we crave relief. And what do? Maybe, you know, depending on the circumstance, we may be like washing our hands, or like washing the sink maybe was a better example there. But if we think we are contaminated, we like washing our hands. If we you know, are outside and we're among, you know, people, then we like the relief may be like, you know, going home, something like that can make us feel safe. We interpret this as like, oh, there was a threat, but now I'm safe. And then we can get that relief. We can feel like, oh, that felt good. We get that relief. But again, the avoidance of the fear inside us has taught us that it is something dangerous. It is something we should keep avoiding. And it comes back, you know. And with panic attacks, you know, we have a fear of some type of catastrophic event. We're going to collapse. We're going to die. Something that is often like poorly defined, but it's just very, very scary to us, is just about to happen, right? That keeps us in this very, very intensely scary, you know, very, very intense state of fear. And we create relief. And, you know, relief can, you know, we can seek that by like sitting down, holding onto something, breathing into a bag, taking a pill. Any of that can make us feel safe in that moment. And that feels good, of course. We feel relief and it feels like we did the right thing. But the same thing again, like by avoidance of fear, we've kept, you know, kept reinforcing that there is something to be afraid of, and then panic comes back. So now we've seen how this cycle is very tricky, the cycle of tension and relief, and temporary relief, I should say. So, which leads us to this kind of key insight that really, really resonated with me. And here we're going to sort of translate the insomnia, the OC, the panic languages. And we'll start with insomnia again, and we are well aware, most of us here, if you're new to the channel, you'll learn something new here, but this is something we teach about all the time. An attempt to avoid the fear of not sleeping, we call a sleep effort. It's basically something we are doing to try to make ourselves sleep, and which is really a way to avoid the fear that is keeping awake. So an attempt to avoid the fear of not sleeping, we call a sleep effort. Okay. And an attempt to avoid the fear of a certain circumstance in the OC terminology is called a compulsion. It's something we do to get that relief. It's called a compulsion. And in the panic attack vernacular, an attempt to avoid this fear of a catastrophic event is called a safety behavior, like that safety behavior of sitting down or holding on to something. But as you can see, thanks to kind of the education we've done, really, they're all the same. What we call sleep efforts are the same as compulsions, which are the same as safety behaviors. In other words, what keeps the struggle with insomnia going, our sleep efforts, is the same that keeps the struggle with obsessive, you know, obsessions going, which is the compulsions, which is the same that keeps panic attacks going, which is the safety behavior. It's all the same, you know, all these struggles come from the same place. They're just facets. They're kind of like cousins, or like just like slight variations of the same thing. That's what I really, really hope to convey there, which leads us to this last part of like, okay, seeing this though, we all want a lasting relief. None of us wants to be in these inner struggles. So how do we find that? How do we find that lasting relief? Well, I think what you already did is really key. It's understanding how all these struggles are really the same, and understanding how it boils down to our attempts to avoid some type of uncomfortable emotion. Typically, it's going to be fear. That's the most common one. You know, when we try to avoid that emotion, it actually, you know, just teaches our brain that emotion is a threat or a danger, and we don't want to have that again, which keeps us in the state of fear and recurring struggle, right? And you know, so seeing this, I think, is really, really helpful. And then what we really want is like education. And then what helps us is courage. That courage can lead us to like leaving that attempt of escape, whether it's a safety behavior or a sleep effort or a compulsion. That sort of that courage to not try to seek safety from this inner threat, that can really, really help combined with, I think, the most helpful of all, which is self-kindness. For example, when we see that I have the courage to not attempt to escape here, you know, that would really help me, but I'm just so scared right now that I'm just going to do the sleep effort. I'm just going to do this compulsion. I'm just going to do the safety effort. That just calls for kindness, you know. When we find the courage to, you know, not try to escape, that can really help. But when we don't find the courage for any reason, that just calls for kindness. We're all humans. We all seek relief all the time, you know. But I think this, the combination of education, courage, and kindness, this is really what leads us to where we want to be, a place of peaceful sleep and peace of mind. I hope this brought a lot of value to you. And if it does, then please let us know in the comment section. That would be really, really valuable. If you like our type of teaching and you're not quite finding your way to where you want to be, whether you struggle with insomnia or insomnia plus some of the other things we talked about here, do check out our website. Check out our coaching options. If you join any of our programs, we look forward to seeing you there. You know, really can't wait to work with you. And by the way, if you're not ready to join a program, but would like to join a small group discussion, I'm hosting one actually this Thursday for 6 people. There are 5 slots left. Last time I checked, there were 5 slots left. It's $49. It's 90 minutes long. And I think we'll have a really good time discussing any topic, really. But the theme is speed bumps, but any questions are welcome there. So if you like that, then check the link in the description to this video. That is it for today. Again, thanks for being here. Let me know what you thought in the comments, and look forward to seeing you real soon again. Bye for now.